time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, May 19th.
Oh my God, it's almost June. Good morning, Sam.
Yeah, give it a chance. We have another 11, 12 days.
I know, I'm just freaking out.
Summer's almost here.
I know. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything this summer? Besides seeing me every morning?
I'm sure I'm doing a lot this summer. I just don't know what. I can't list it for you at this point. But it'll keep you posted as soon as I
Thanks,
know.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate that.
I would love to take a vacation, but you know, sometimes it doesn't work out.
If you could go anywhere, where would you go, Sammy?
Where would I go? Good question. Right now, I feel like Hawaii or something.
Ooh, have you been?
Yeah, I've been there several times.
Oh,
but I haven't been in a long time, and it's beautiful there. Yeah.
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 So I hear.
Yes.
I've never been. So anybody want to take me out there? What's your favorite island, actually?
I don't know, really. I've been on three, and they're all pretty cool, really. Kauai is like the most, like nature and stuff like that. You know?
Oh, okay.
The least tourists.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's more like a romantic place, but... Like, you know, you can go to Maui, you know, if you want, like, all the tourists and stuff, you go to to Oahu and Waikiki and shit, you know. So, yeah.
And shit.
So that's Hawaii, and, I would love to go, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see. We'll make an effort to go.
So we have a guest calling in today, don't we?
We have a guest calling in, a musical guest, and her name is Cheryl Nye. She'll call in a little bit, and we'll play you some of
Fantastic.
Her music. Yeah,
well, I look forward to it.
Pretty cool music.
Well, I haven't checked it out, so I'll have to listen.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I wanted to ask, did you see pictures of Arnold's other woman?
No, I didn't.
You haven't seen it?
No, where is
it?
I was reading this story before we go into that. Do you remember, I just found out about this, because this was 82, so I was 2 years old, because I want to look at the picture, but do you remember that Tylenol case in Chicago in 1982 So I had no idea that they never caught anybody,
right?
And now they want Ted Kaczynski's DNA to see if he was linked to it.
Yeah,
I wonder.
Maybe they have a reason to think he was, you know.
I guess know, he's a Unabomber, but still, I just never knew that they didn't find anything. And I just found out about this a couple months ago. Anyway,
That was a big deal when they found Tylenol laced with rat poison.
Yeah, and seven people
cyanide,
died.
Actually,
Oh,
so it was scary, you know, and that changed the way that companies package medicine and shit like that, you know.
Oh,
at that point.
It's so sad. I had no idea. Okay, I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Is there a video?
There's a video there of the. Of the other woman, they've shown you some photos. Let me tell you, she's not no picnic to look at. Let me tell
really?
You. No, she's nothing close to Maria.
Why is that happening? I mean, wasn't Tiger's women that he, all of them, not so...
Right. Yeah.
I mean, sorry to say, but they weren't the best.
Yeah. No, that's usually the case. And that's what I said. You know, usually men find women that are not as pretty as their wives, you know. It's because they just want change, you know. They don't necessarily want something better or more beautiful. They just want a different place to insert their penis, you know.
I guess so. Oh, my God. I'm looking at the video right now. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's a lovely woman.
I'm sure she is, but, you know.
I would, you kind of just look at it and you're like, okay. And
this was worth ruining your marriage and your career over.
Yeah, it's just interesting. I mean, I'm sure she's a wonderful person, honestly. It's funny to see, like, him married to somebody and then a a mistress, and they're just completely opposite.
Yeah.
Because Maria is obviously nothing. Though, then again, like, I mean, Maria's a pretty, she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
But, wow. Okay. So there you go.
There you go.
God, they're going to talk this story to death.
Yeah, they are, man. It's like a great story, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's Arnold. I mean, this is, you know. Though I did like what Randy had to say yesterday about the whole judging people and karma. And, you know, I mean, it rang true for me. So, but yeah. I really got a lot out of that.
So you're saying not to judge people.
Look, I'm not telling anybody how to live their life. Yeah. I completely respect what people do in their lives and what they believe, and that's fine. And of course, what upsets me is that he hurt his family and he hurt his wife. Right. Look, I've made mistakes too. I've hurt people. But again, like, I like what he said about karmically. Obviously, this kid was supposed to be here. There's something that was supposed to happen in, you know, the kid's life, and he was supposed to learn a lesson from this. And I don't know. I find we can't judge what they're going through, like what lessons they have to learn.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
It does make sense.
Okay.
But
so go ahead.
Yeah. No, but I don't subscribe to that.
And that's fine. I totally
respect
that.
No, I know. Sometimes I'm into that kind of stuff and I agree with it. You know,
yeah.
I think like the soul picks its parents and stuff like that so it can learn its lessons and do whatever it has to do.
Yeah.
But that's on a different level, you know.
Yeah.
But I think people should be allowed to have their opinions about what happened. You know, they're
absolutely.
These people are in the public eye, and you know, that's part of their lives.
It's fine. This is my thought on this. I don't mind that people speak their minds and have their opinions, and obviously it's freedom of speech.
Right.
But to say what I have a problem with, this is something that I've had a problem with for a long time. I completely respect everybody's religion. Mm. I think the fact that we are able to practice what we want to practice and believe in what we want to believe in, I think is a wonderful thing.
Right.
And what I have a problem with, though, is when somebody comes to me and says, my religion or my belief in something is the right way and yours is the wrong way.
Right.
That I have a problem with.
Yeah.
Because I'm open-minded and I'll listen to whoever and I'll go to different churches. And hey, I honestly mean this from the heart when I say that I do respect everybody's decision. But it's okay. Like, look, I obviously make fun of people too and have something to say, an opinion about things. But when you say, oh my God, that's so wrong, he's such a bad person, that I'm kind of like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, obviously he hurt them and that's not okay.
Right.
But then again, like, I see it from a karmic point of view. So anyway, I mean, it's just
Miss Karma. We'll call you Miss Karma.
I mean, I've always believed in karma, but you know, so I know what you're saying, but I think that people can have an opinion. Absolutely.
Right.
No problem with that at all.
Okay, cool.
Just so you know, Sam.
Just so we know.
My dad said they found someone guilty of extortion in the Tylenol case.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, then there we go.
There we go.
I couldn't even believe it. That's really scary.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay.
Absolutely.
So, there you go.
So now, I wanted to bring this up. Did you hear that San Francisco is going to vote for a ban on male circumcision? And that is, and that causes a lot of commotion among people because, as you might imagine, I mean, now they're going to interfere with people's religious beliefs and shit like that, you know. And, you know, this really irks me because it's always a small group of people. They get enough signatures and then they put it on the ballot.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, I think it's such a violation of freedom, of privacy for people to actually legislate that.
Right.
You know,
right. I remember us talking about this a couple weeks ago and you had brought it up.
Right.
And we both had something to say about it. But for it to keep going forward is.
Yeah.
Little...
Now they're actually going to vote on it, you know, and I don't know what the hell is wrong with the people in San Francisco. If you remember, they also wanted to ban Happy Meals and shit.
Oh, they did?
I don't know if they voted on that yet or not.
I don't remember that. But what's the reasoning for banning circumcision?
Because they say it's mutilation and. You know, and
again, like, I mean, we've been doing this for years.
I know.
I've seen them and they're not necessarily pretty when they're not hard. Just have to say that. I'm not a big fan.
Thanks for clarifying.
So, you're welcome. No, I'm being serious, actually. They're really not that pretty. But I don't know. Like, all of a sudden, they're just like, oh, you know,
yeah,
after so many years.
I know. It's been a tradition. And the thing is that this country is traditional, religiously traditional, and so mm-hmm. forth, you know.
Yeah.
And people have the freedom to celebrate their religions, you know. But many people
right.
do it not because of religion, you know, for health reasons, custom, whatever.
Sure.
You know.
Well, there are some health risks if they're not circumcised.
Right.
Because they're all that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We don't want to get into that.
I didn't even have to say anything, and I just started moving my hands. Sam's like, I got it. Okay.
We don't need
There's
to get
There's just stuff happening down there that's not necessarily the best.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I wonder what percentage of men have an uncircumcised one, you know?
I know.
It's hard to say.
The men I've been with, like I said, there's only been one or maybe two, but I think just one that I've been with it.
Yeah.
Hasn't been circumcised. And not because of religion or anything,
right.
just family
yeah, just,
was like,
yeah,
we didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
So,
many people don't.
And he was so proud of it.
Yeah.
He was like, I am not circumcised. And I was like, okay, good. Like, what? I don't care. Like, what are you fighting for? I'm not yelling at you about it. I don't really care, really. I mean, it's ugly, but, you know, what am I going to do? But, yeah, he was so, like, proud of it. And I was like, okay, good
yeah.
for you, dude.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, it's good to be proud of your penis, you know. It helps your masculinity a little bit.
I'm sure it does. I would think so. Well, if you have a big penis. Not if you have a small penis. I think it'd be a little, you know. Wait, so who... You don't watch Dancing with the Stars. Who won? Did somebody win yet?
I don't know.
I don't know either. American yeah. Idol, though, coming down to the end.
Yeah, that's true, huh? The last three.
I know.
Final
and America's
three,
Next Top Model was last night. The
yeah.
season finale. And
so you can't miss any of those reality shows.
I know. And then my favorite show is coming up. So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, you like that one?
Oh, God. Well, I used to dance, so.
Right.
And these people are so incredible. Like,
yeah.
These dancers are just, I'm in awe of them. They're so good.
Wow.
So I love it. It's such a wonderful thing. Like, Dancing with the Stars is fine. It's cheesy. It's whatever.
Yeah.
They're not really that good, to be honest. I mean, the professionals are.
Yeah.
The
but
actors.
Not the celebrities. Yeah.
Exactly. They're just yeah. okay.
Right.
But, I mean, it's funny when people fall, so that's a reason to watch.
Yeah.
But, no, like, this show is awesome. It's amazing. Anyway.
Well, that's cool.
Highly recommend watching it. It's
yeah.
coming on May 26th, I think.
Mm.
No, not yet. I don't know what he's answering me to. Anyway, so yeah, I want to know what's going on. But American Idol
tonight.
Tonight they're right. voting somebody off, and then there's gonna be two more people, and then it's over.
Who do you think is gonna go tonight? You want the blonde girl to go, right? Lauren, is it? What's
you know,
her name?
I think she's got a great voice, but I find her so boring.
Really?
I kind of feel like, you know what? She needs to go.
Yeah.
I kind of think that Scotty's going to take it,
yeah,
to
huh?
be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, Haley's amazing. I only say Scotty might take it because he's got so many young girl followings.
Oh, really?
Does that make any sense what I just said? Followings? Following? Anyways,
yeah.
whatever
Followers.
I just said. Yeah.
yeah.
He's got so many that I think he's going to win.
Yeah? Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah. It does depend on the votes, how when people vote at home.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, the judges don't get a say. They just give feedback and so forth. So.
No, I know. I have not voted, actually, this year at all.
Mm.
But I don't know. I kind of think that he might win. He's got the country vote, and then he's got... the young girl vote.
Yeah.
Because he's so cute. He's 16. He's, you know, he's such a good guy. He's just, and he's got such a deep voice. And,
right.
you know, I think he's got, I don't know. That's my prediction, but we'll see.
Yeah.
You guys can argue with me, but I have no idea.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, maybe, you know, people feel he's got a distinct style or something, you know. And, you know, I mean, to me, he sounds just like any other country singer, although he sings well, you know. I mean,
yeah.
to be able to sing as well as some of the stars is, you know, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, but nevertheless, you know, I don't see anything original there.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you like country music?
No, I'm not into it.
No.
No.
I actually do.
Do you?
This great, yeah, there's this great bar in Calabasas mm-hmm. Called the Cowboy Palace, and it is like straight out of Texas. It's so... I don't even know what to say about it, but even if people hate country music, we'll go there and have the time of their life. And you just go
yeah.
and dance, and the bands are great, and it's so much fun. Like, I've been going there for years and years, and I go and I dance my butt off when I'm there.
Sounds good.
And it's just a blast.
Like line dancing and shit like that?
Yeah, and like two-stepping, and like, it's just, it sounds so cheesy, but...
No, I know people swear by it.
Oh, God, it's fun. And guys will, if you're a girl, you will be asked to dance by these guys. And not because they're hitting on you, I'm sure they would, but... it's because they really want to just dance. And it's just a blast. It's such a blast.
Sounds good.
I highly recommend it.
Okay, our guest is calling, I believe. Good morning, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello? Are you with us? Okay, get disconnected.
Was
that
her?
She'll call back, I'm sure, yeah.
Well, what if somebody else wanted to talk to us?
Then we'll talk to them. But it's 10:15. I asked her to call at this time, so I'm sure she will.
Well, hopefully she remembers, unlike Bobby when he forgot to call us. Hey, is Oprah done? Is Oprah done? Is her show
done? Yeah, it was her last show the other day, yeah.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I love Oprah. Do you not like Oprah? You don't even care.
I'm not crazy about Oprah. Yeah, I mean, look, I respect what she's done and what she's accomplished.
Sure.
But, you know.
My dad despises her.
Yeah?
Oh, God, he hates her.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I really
She can get irritating, you know? I mean, I can see that. I can see that.
I think she's, you know... I don't know. She is so big. Like, she is such a superstar that that's got to mess with your head somewhat.
Yeah.
Like, she is just... people worship this woman.
That's true. Yeah.
You know? I haven't heard anything necessarily bad about her.
Right.
I've heard, like, that she's nice, but I don't know.
Okay, here's the call. I think this is it. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, Sam and Stephanie. How are you? It's Cheryl Nye from Montreal, Canada. How are you?
Hi,
Cheryl. How you doing? Thank you for calling us.
Pardon me?
You're in Canada, right?
I'm in Canada. I'm about 3,000 miles away from you guys.
Wow. Where in Canada are you?
I'm in Montreal, Canada.
Oh, in Montreal. Wow. So you're...
Long distance. I've actually been to L.A., and I actually lived in L.A., so I actually drove from Montreal all the way to L.A. at one time, and it was a beautiful city. I really enjoyed my time there.
Yeah. It's beautiful unless you have to live here, and then it's a different question.
It's nice to visit.
Yeah.
I want to congratulate you guys for being ranked number one in Google for the term talk radio, and also for the 2011 Frontier 50 Outstanding Talk Radio Webcasters.
Yes.
I think that's an amazing feat with all the internet stations out there nowadays.
Wow.
You guys are just amazing. I've been listening to you, and you're both just really charming hosts.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Yeah. You see, compliments will get you far, like have your music played on the radio.
Oh, that's so great.
So so you speak French as well, right? You're in Montreal.
I can speak French with a lousy accent, but yes, I've been brought up in both languages.
Yeah.
I've never been to Canada. I heard it's amazing.
Oh, you got to come, Stephanie.
Yeah,
come
Canada's
visit us here.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I know, I want to go.
You know where Vancouver is nice, you know, but Montreal, I remember I was there when I was about 15.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful place, clean and nice, you know, and...
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
So anyway, enough about Canada. So Cheryl, you're a musician.
I have to mention that I also have Canadian and American citizenship. That's why I go back and forth all the time to both countries.
Wow, so you're lucky.
Half of my
family's
American, half of them are Canadian.
Yeah, you
so
got the best of both worlds.
I love both
worlds.
Countries.
Yeah, awesome. So so you've got a CD out, right, or is it a few songs?
No, I have a CD that I just launched about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations.
It's called Eyes of a Stranger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's called Eyes of a Stranger, and I have it actually in three different languages. It's in English, French, and Spanish. And the very first song, Eyes of a Stranger, is actually, I had written quite a few years ago, specifically as a James Bond song, because my favorite kind of music is like a pop soundtrack.
Right.
So I decided, okay, it must be time to, you know, put out all these songs that are sort of pop soundtrack and new country and style.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got it all together, and I was able to get the musicians who play for Bon Jovi and Taylor Swift and Shania Twain and all the really nice players down in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
And so I finally put it out, and that's what you're going to hear today. I believe you said you're going to play a couple cuts off the album.
Right,
yes.
Yeah. Now, did you record this in Canada, or did you... you said
no, I recorded it in Nashville.
In Nashville,
I used to live in Nashville almost 2 years.
Oh, really?
Oh,
wow,
how'd you like
cool.
that?
I lived in Las Vegas, I lived in Los Angeles, I lived in upstate New York, and I lived in Nashville.
Wow.
Now you're back to Canada.
You get around, let me tell you. That's pretty cool.
I love when you Canadians say out. About.
The out and about.
Right? Yep. Oh, yeah. I love it.
And yet when I live in different cities, I always pick up their accents.
Yeah.
But I always notice that L.A. and Las Vegas don't have any accents at all.
No accents out here in the West.
No.
Yeah.
Well, because there's so many transplants. So there's like people from New York and Chicago and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I know. So you wrote the first song, Eyes of a Stranger. You wrote that a few years ago, you said?
Yeah, actually, I wrote all the songs on my album because I'm a singer-songwriter. And the very first one, yes, it's called Eyes of a Stranger. I wrote it, and I was always hoping to try to get it into a James Bond song, you know, into film and everything. So, yeah, and I also helped arrange it. And on that particular piece of music, I have the players for Bon Jovi, Taylor Swift, Shania Twain, Miley Cyrus. So it's quite an expensive production.
Well, let's listen to it. I mean, I liked the couple songs you sent me. So let's hear a little bit of Eyes of a Stranger. And
Okay, thank you.
You know, I can totally get the James Bond vibe now that you mentioned it, you know?
You have such a gorgeous voice.
Yeah.
I tend to write very soundtracky stuff.
Yeah.
Really, really beautiful voice, Cheryl.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So what are, like, making this, what have been your influence as far as music goes? I always like to hear that when people are recording music and writing music and stuff.
Yeah. Basically, it's basically styles. Like, I've always listened to classical music, and I've listened to soundtrack music. I've listened to country. I've listened to rock. I've basically listened to all different kinds of music. And then my background is basically Irish, Hungarian, Canadian, American, Dutch, and, British. So I have all these different... if you notice, there's a lot of violin in there.
Right,
that's probably
sort
of European background also.
Yeah.
And, you know, my grandfather learned to play violin from the gypsies, actually.
Wow, how cool. Well, so you have a musical family, that's why.
In the background, yeah.
Do you play instruments?
Yes, I write all my songs on piano. I used to write them on guitar, but I found that piano, I get a much better soundtracky feeling.
Uh-huh.
I've been actually writing since I was about 6 years old.
That's amazing, yeah.
So
and
are
I got my degree in music here in Canada.
Oh, you did? So you're serious about it, yeah. Well,
yes, I've been doing
this
all my life,
Yeah.
Are you touring? Are you? Can people see you anywhere right now?
I've done a lot of TV and radio shows.
Okay.
You know, I've performed a lot on TV.
Okay.
And I've also sung the anthems for, like, the Montreal Canadiens hockey games and the, you know, football games and all those kind of things, which were a lot of fun because I love sports. You know,
right.
I get good tickets.
Are you a hockey fan?
I'm a big
of
hockey
course
fan.
You are, because you're Canadian.
Right.
You crazy Canadians.
So, today I have a bit of a cold and a sore throat, so I don't know if I'm very loud today. But
no, you sound wonderful.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Now, you sent me a song in Spanish, which I like because I like acoustic guitar and Spanish guitar and so forth.
Okay,
so,
great. That's
yeah.
the second one on my album.
Right.
I have 12 songs on my album, and the half the album is the vocals, and the second half is all instrumentals.
Oh, wow. I see. Okay.
Are we going to hear a clip?
Yeah, let's hear this one, and it's called La Manera en que... Okay, you tell me, because...
So La Manera en que necesito que me ames.
Okay.
The way I need to be loved by you. I have the English version.
Okay.
I wanted to hear Sam say that. Sam,
okay,
try that.
Right. Okay, I'll say that.
Stephanie, you try.
Yeah, you try, Stephanie.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
you
anything.
Laugh at me.
I just love. I just like to make fun of Sam. But
yeah.
No, I don't. I wouldn't say it any better. I would say it the exact
okay,
same way.
Okay, so la manera en que necesito que me ames. Okay, whatever.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay.
That was good, Sam.
Maybe we'll just play it.
Yeah, here we go. Cheryl Dye.
Thank you.
To like it a lot. I like songs
I
like
do
that.
Too.
You know?
You're fantastic.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So how many languages do you speak?
Actually, I only speak French as an extra language. And I sort of understand a little bit of Hungarian. But the reason why I did it in Spanish is because when I was living in Las Vegas and when I was living in L.A., there's a lot of Spanish around me. So I got accustomed to it. And Spanish is very close to French.
Right.
So I sort of began understanding it. And I had always arranged my songs, and my mom once told me, she said to me, you should sometime, you know, make one of your songs, the arrangement in Spanish, because it's such a pretty, you know, type of music. So I was doing that, and then I thought, well, why don't I just sing it in Spanish?
Yeah.
Put the whole thing in Spanish, and so I decided to do that, and it came out okay.
Yeah, because the music is you know, I mean, it's Spanish in that, you know, and the instruments and all that. You
right.
might as well sing it in Spanish, you know.
Yeah,
and
I have the English version of it, too. I think it's like track number 5 or something on my CD, too. I put everything in English and then in the different languages.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
Okay, Sarah, Cheryl, so let people know where they can find you, where they can find your music.
Sure, okay. You can find me on my website. It's CherylNye.com, spelled CHERYLNYE.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can learn all about where I'm going to be and where I've come from and everything on there. Basically, all the information.
Wonderful.
Oh, great.
And the music is on there as well, right?
Music, yeah. You can hear all the different songs. I have about 12 songs on the album. You can listen to everything there.
Sounds good. Cheryl, thank you so much.
Thank
Congratulations
you, Cheryl.
On the
Congrats.
New CD.
You're fantastic.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me. You're such charming hosts, and I really enjoy listening to you every day since I found your station.
Wow.
You guys really rock.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. And if you're ever in Montreal, come and visit me.
I will.
We'll do that. You can sing for us.
There you go. Thanks again, Cheryl. Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much. Good luck to you guys, too.
All right.
Thank you.
Take
all
care.
The best. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Bye. What a sweet woman.
Yeah.
Super talented.
Very.
I love that she like doesn't speak Spanish and then she just sung a song in Spanish. I would be such a disaster.
I know. And then she wrote like a song in the James Bond style, and I think she pulled it off. You know, I liked
totally
it.
Hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love James Bond movies.
Do you?
Oh yeah, that's where my obsession with Aston Martins came in.
Oh yeah.
Like
Aston Martins?
Oh God, who doesn't? Seriously, who does not want an Aston Martin in their life? That is the only car I want to own.
Really?
Like I just want to lease cars for the rest of my life, but that is one car that I just want to
own.
And the car that that James Dean died in. It was this Porsche Spyder, I believe, like 19.
Oh, was it?
I never know when he died. 1958 or something. Anyway, it is stunning, and I want that car too.
Okay, we'll arrange that for you.
You know what?
Yeah, you better start looking for a rich man.
I know. I want to go to all these places. I want to own all this stuff. It'll happen.
Yeah.
But she's really, really wonderful.
Yeah, I like the music. So
yeah. So I didn't know you liked Spanish guitar.
Oh, yeah, I do. I do. Like, I like the song La Isla Bonita by Madonna, you know? That kind of gives you the feel, you know, for...
That was 80s.
I know.
That was one of her best... What album was that on? I think it was, like, one of her best albums.
Yeah, it was on... actually, which one was it? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember
but
either.
But it was an amazing song. I still listen to it a lot, you know?
That still plays on the radio.
Yeah, and there's a song, Spanish Guitar, by Toni Braxton, and... Which is really nice as well.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I like that kind of music. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't listen to enough of it.
Yeah.
But I do like Madonna in the 80s.
Yeah.
Now I'm not a big fan of Madonna.
Yeah.
I mean, hey,
yeah.
She's awesome. She changes. That's great. I'm just not a fan of her now, of her music now, you know?
Did you see the new music video by Lady Gaga, Judas one?
No.
It's really good. You should
Is
go
it?
On YouTube when you have time and check it out. It's really, it's a great, I mean, she's such an artist, you know? She's got such a mind.
She's nuts.
I mean, I don't get her sometimes, but I can appreciate what she does, you know?
I appreciate her as a performer. Like I said, I'm not a huge fan of her music, but as a performer, I could watch her all day long.
Yeah. So you like this video.
Yeah,
it's cool.
I think she's just really... She's out there. She just does it.
Yeah.
Doesn't really care. Just expresses herself.
I know. She doesn't really care.
And it's art. You know, it's art to her. And I think it's cool. Even when she was on... Did you know she was on American Idol?
Yeah, I saw her.
Yeah, okay.
Like last week or something, right?
Like crazy looking.
Yeah,
but
I know.
You know what? She expresses herself. I respect it. You know, good for her, man.
And
but
she helped them put on a great show, too.
She
you know?
Was so... wonderful and just really wanted to be their friend and really give them good advice. And I thought that was really great.
Yeah, she like brought them out, you know, and stuff. So
yeah.
I think it worked out pretty well.
I'll have to check the... Wait, what is the name of the song?
Judas.
Judas.
Yeah.
Is the song good or no?
The song is okay. It starts like very monotonous, but then it gets pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, I was talking to my daughter about the song because she's a Lady Gaga freak, you know?
Is she?
And
she went
so
to
sometimes
the
we talk about the music and the performance and stuff. So so that was pretty cool.
Good for her.
Yeah.
You just can't do it. What are you doing this
Lady
weekend?
Gaga for you.
Are you doing anything?
You should know better than to ask me those things.
Nothing.
Nothing planned, but I'm sure I'll
Nothing
do something.
Nothing going on.
Yeah.
My brother and his girlfriend are coming. Oh, actually not this weekend. I'm not even. I have to. Oh, two weekends. I'm going to Chicago the following week, but do you know whenever you ever have people come and visit, are you just like it's such a great thing and at the same time it's such a pain in the ass?
You have to do the tour thing every time.
Like I'm like sitting here like...
I know, and you just had Gina over, right?
Yeah, I just had Gina. She's coming back next month.
Really?
And then my other friend Katina said she's coming back or coming out here in June. And then my brother and his wife are coming out. I'll have to bring him by the station, but
you'll have to bring him in here.
Do you know when they're just like I am racking my brain with like they're like, oh, we want to go do this and this and that, and I'm like, Oh my! Like, I want to think of fun things for them to do too, but it's like, it's so much.
It is.
When people visit, that you just have to be on, and it's just, it's exhausting.
Yeah, it's like carrying them on your shoulders. You know, you have to entertain them. You know, they depend on you for finding out about places and going places and so forth. You know, so
I know.
I totally agree with you.
And you have to drive them around, yeah. And it's like, they're like, hey, we want to go to San Diego. And I'm like, oh,
not again, right?
Oh, my God. No, I mean, I love San Diego. I'm just like, it's just, you know, so I'm completely like, okay. She was like emailing me yesterday like, oh, so I want to do this and this and this. And I'm like,
no, you don't.
Okay, you know what? I don't know when the F you think that we're going to do all this stuff, but it's just, it's, yeah. Anyway, so it's a little crazy when I have people come out here.
Yeah.
But I think everybody feels the same way. At least, I don't know, most people I've talked to. I'm trying to see who got kicked off of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, and you don't know. Maybe it's not that important.
Well, I'm dying to know.
Okay,
well,
I'm sure you can find out after the show. Now's not a good time to start searching.
Well, I just clicked on this link and I thought it was going to tell me, but apparently it just shows a video and I don't want to listen to them talk.
Yeah.
Not to be mean, but I don't want to listen to them talk. So Megan got her puppy back yesterday.
Yeah.
And, it had Parvo, which is like a really, oh my God. It's really bad for puppies. Like if they get Parvo, they usually don't live.
Right.
And she was fostering this dog and it was fine. It was totally okay. It was, you know, wrestling with my dogs, no big deal. And then all of a sudden it got super sick and it was in the hospital for like 2 weeks. And close to 2 weeks. And now she got her back yesterday.
Oh, and she's okay?
And she's fine, and she's healthy, and she's eating and wrestling and running around. But I'm like having a puppy is so much different than having a dog.
Is it really?
It is like, it is night and day, because you have to take them outside every 15 minutes. They have to pee. They have to poop. They are eating all the time. They have so much energy. Like, they never, ever sleep.
Right.
But except for at night. When you go to bed, then they're out. But the rest of the time, they are all over the place.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's like a kid. I'm like, this is what it is to have a child.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here just like,
them around the house.
Right? Like, I'm sitting there like, okay, so I don't know if I can do this. As much as I love kids, I'm like, yeah. I mean, they're great when they're not your own, you know, and you can play with them and then you can give them back. But like, I don't know. After seeing Emma for like a day, I was like, oh my God. This is how kids are. They're going to be running around. I don't know if I can do this. I'm going to be screaming and mad all the time.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Well, kids are different, but they demand a lot more, that's for sure. You know, a lot more than the puppy.
But I'm sure the love of a child is amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is. It is.
I mean,
it's worth it. It really is worth it. You know?
Yeah. I will. Yeah. I mean, I don't have kids. So, I mean, my nephew's love is like amazing to me.
Yeah.
But he's also my nephew. Like,
yeah,
he's,
there you go. It's,
you know,
different. Yeah.
He's far
away. You get
away.
To give him back.
Exactly. Play with him. I get to get him all riled up and then I send him back to my brother. Which actually I think is pretty funny. My dad does that. Like I was saying, he'll play all these stupid games with him.
Yeah.
And then he just sends him back to my brother. And then my nephew wants to play the stupid games with my brother.
Right.
And my dad's like, or my brother's like, Dad, what the hell do you teach my son? Like, is this even, you know, like, because my dad comes up with, but he loves these games. Like, they're
right.
The stupidest games, but he loves them.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to him. And so it's adorable. You know, it's great. You get to play with him for a little bit and then give him back.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But yeah, I'm glad that the dog is okay, though. I'm glad Emma's healthy. And
well, I'm happy. Yeah.
Thanks.
So there's a clip here I want to play with Dr. Drew. You know who he is? Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he talks about why powerful men cheat. And I'm curious to see what he has
to say. All right, that's the what. For a closer look at the why, I spoke earlier with addiction specialist and HLN host Dr. Drew Pinsky. So, Dr. Drew, I've read some psychologists who say that men with great power and status are in fact, more prone to affairs than the average person. Do you think that really true?
I think it probably is true, Anderson, but it doesn't mean, A, it's okay, and it doesn't mean the high profile or status, power status necessarily causes this. In fact, the research of that I've done on celebrities and people in positions of power shows something quite different. What it shows is the kind of person that strives to get themselves in those positions may have certain character liabilities that makes them the kind of person that is prone to these sorts of transgressions.
What's the correlation, the drive to achieve something and the impulse or whatever to cheat or to do stuff that's high risk?
Well, it's a topic you and I have talked about over the years. It's narcissism. It's the need to get pumped up from the environment to feel okay about yourself. And so you have to keep achieving and achieve and get positions of power in order to feel okay when you sort of don't feel so good on the inside. And narcissism has this liability of empathic failure, which is people with narcissism don't really perceive the consequences of their actions on other people because they don't really perceive other people's feelings very well. So particularly in those moments where they have a very powerful impulse, it's hard for them to predict the effects it's going to have on other people.
Mm. Okay, well, that's interesting, you know?
Huh. So
narcissism. Well,
so
it's not like we didn't know about it. But
right, so yeah. We can all just go around and cheat and
yeah.
Do all this bad stuff and say, oh, we're narcissistic, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, what? I mean, like, I understand that, but at some point, I don't know. I don't know if I totally buy that, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it's not that he's justifying that. He's just explaining why he thinks people do it, you know. And, you know, and he says maybe some of the people that achieve power are predisposed to these things before they achieve power, you know.
Right.
And
so
that's what he was trying to say.
It's interesting, though.
Yeah. But it does seem to happen a lot, you know, and
like
these guys get
day.
Caught all the time, you know.
It's in a position of power. It's I'm sure it's a huge rush. Sure it is, you know, to feel like you're God, to feel like you're, you know, on top of the world, that you can't die and nothing can happen to you. Yeah. I'm sure that's what they feel at times.
Yeah.
You know, all these people like...
Yeah, like they're bigger than life, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like they're the exception to the rule. I'm sure. And you know what? Who knows? Like if I was in that position, who knows if I would be that way?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I can't say that, but...
Yeah. Now, what would you... You know, what do you think about, like... I was listening the other day. There's a company that will... investigate if your spouse will cheat or not. So they'll put them in a situation, whereas they'll put, like, if you suspect your husband or something,
right,
that company will have a woman try to seduce him and see if he's going to fall for it or not. Now, that sounds like entrapment and stuff, and it probably is.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you have to ask yourself, you know, would they do it? Would they not do it? You know, and that's a tough situation to say, you know. Because it's easy to think with your mind,
right,
but when you're in a situation like that, you start to think with your genitals, you know, and it's not the same.
Well, yeah, and it's hard to say, you know, I mean, I'm sure more men would,
mm-hmm,
but I'm sure, I know there's a lot of women that would too,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Are you asking me if I would do it, if I would... Like, I'm saying, would I follow a spouse if I hadn't suspected that they were cheating, if I can say that word? I don't know if I would do that, though,
no,
to be honest.
Yeah.
I just kind of feel...
If you don't trust them, then don't be with them, right?
Exactly. Then just walk away.
Yeah.
But to do that, to put them through that, and then to turn around and be like, ha-ha, I caught you.
I know.
Like, what would... If I was that person, the cheater, I'd be... just as pissed too.
Yeah.
Like, you did this to me?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But,
I
don't think that's a way to really check if the spouse is truthful or not, you know?
Right. Exactly. Like, if you feel like they're lying and they're not trustworthy, then talk to them.
Yeah.
Be honest. Ask them. And if you think that they're still lying, then you know what? Leave them.
Yeah.
I know it's easier said than done.
Yeah. But... You know, I mean, I can't imagine the men that fall for this because... You know, normally women do not start, you know, making moves on guys and stuff like that. So if suddenly a woman is like really interested in you and wow, and it's unusual, you know, it's not real.
Unless so, they're paid to.
Yeah, so exactly. So, you know, right away something's wrong there, you know. It's like, hey, this doesn't happen to me, you know.
Or unless they're drunk, yes. Unless they're drunk in a bar, then a woman might. But or being paid to. But yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the website? Is it?
Oh, I don't know that there's a website. Oh, I actually heard it on Howard Stern. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
oh,
and okay. It was a pretty interesting thing. So I thought, I was thinking about it, you know, and I thought, you know, I think everybody, well, not everybody, but I think many people, you put them in a situation like that and they're going to pursue it, you know? I mean, it's like easy,
yeah,
easy sex, you know?
Do they go through with it? Yeah, they do. They.
No, not really. I don't think they do. You know, they might kiss or something, but
okay.
Yeah.
So it's just to see if they're.
Yeah, it's exactly what that is.
I don't know. I really. I mean, I could see both sides of it. I really don't know.
Sounds
I,
like entrapment, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just sounds like why are you going to all this trouble to
right.
do this? Like, why don't you just sit down and just be like, look, like, just be honest with me about it.
Yeah.
As much as it hurts, just tell me.
Yeah, but
you know?
Maybe people won't, you know?
No, I know. I mean, for fear of so many things,
right.
You know? But still, I just, I don't know. I find that really, really bizarre.
Yeah.
I don't, you know what? Speaking of, there's that, I was listening on the way here the other day. This was actually a couple weeks ago. And Ryan Seacrest, I don't know, one of his many radio stations that he's on, he does this, yeah. Oh, and C just texted me, Ryan's Roses in the Morning. And this guy was suspecting that his girlfriend was cheating.
Right.
So he decided to call up Ryan and say, hey, I think my girlfriend's cheating. I want to find out. So somebody from the radio station called up this girl and said, hey, we're from this rose, this florist. We're sending you flowers. They set it up somehow.
Right.
And this girl, his girlfriend, kind of knew about this, or she knew that this was like a setup because I guess she's heard his show before, Ryan's show. And she started to get really angry. And she's like, is this Ryan Seacrest in the Morning? Is this Ryan's Roses? And whatever. And the girl goes, no, this is from the florist. And the woman's like, just level with me. Is this the woman or is uh-huh. this Ryan? And so Ryan gets on and then her boyfriend gets on. And she starts getting mad at her boyfriend. She's like, I can't believe you did this. And he's like, I just want to know, are you cheating?
Yeah.
Because you leave every day for an hour in the morning and you go. You say you go to your gym membership, but it shows that you have never gone.
Wow.
So he did all this like research on it. And finally she was like, you know what? Yes, I have been having an affair. I've been having it for 6 months. And she's like, and he's just like sitting there. And it was really... It was so uncomfortable, and she started to get really angry, and she's like, I can't believe you did this to me and put me on air about it. And it's like, yeah, but at the same time, sweetie, like, you're fucking somebody else.
Uh-huh.
Like, come on. Like, and you're getting mad at him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Like, for him to do that, that's crappy. He could have just asked you. But it's so weird. But, yeah, Ryan Seacrest does this. It's his...
Yeah.
Part of his show.
Well, yeah, all the radio stations, they still do that kind of stuff, you know. I'll prepare a couple of clips of radio pranks that I thought were, like, just amazing.
Really?
And we'll have it for another show in the future. But
okay.
there are a couple of them. One of them is sort of like what you described, but, you know, it's like, it's totally different. I mean, it's totally different, but people get caught...
Yeah.
And lies and cheating and stuff, and it's just amazing, you know. So, and it's so funny.
It's so funny.
It is.
I don't know about that. I think it's like, I feel bad. I was really uncomfortable listening to this.
Yeah.
Because I felt bad for the guy, and then I even felt bad for her. Like, she was getting so angry about it when she could have just, like, why didn't she just... Say, hey, you know, I don't know. I mean, again, everybody's situation is different, you know, and who's to really say what's wrong or right. But it was uncomfortable to listen to. But
yeah.
At the same time, it was kind of funny. So I don't know. I'd like to hear the pranks.
Yeah.
I love when people.
Eventually, I think everybody gets caught, though, you know. So if you're not willing to get caught, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just don't do it. It's too dangerous.
It's not worth it then.
Yeah.
It's definitely not worth it.
Not
I agree.
Worth it.
Well, I look forward to the pranks because
yeah.
I love that stuff.
Yeah.
That and people falling. Best thing ever. I'm sorry. I need to make sure that they're okay. They're not bleeding or going to die. But when they fall, there is nothing better. I will laugh at you all day long. Even if I fall. I mean, I've fallen many times, but
yeah.
Nothing is funnier than that.
Well, I'll have to make sure I don't fall.
Please do, Sam. I don't know how you're going to fall in here as we're sitting, but, you know, if I see you outside walking into the station and you fall, I will laugh.
Okay, good. I'll try not to fall.
All right.
Dan, all right,
thank
folks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all for joining us, and we'll be back here tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.